What happened? You know what I mean?
I'm gonna
Oh, we're
join
on.
this.
We're on! Yay! Woo! What's up, everybody? It's Date Fails. We are live from Hollywood. We're at Raleigh Studios. I'm so excited today because this was like a thrown together
totally.
Episode. Really, what happened is I realized at the last second, like, holy shit, I don't have an episode for this week. I've been so busy on the road. And then I was like, you know what I think would be fun? To just get my girlfriends together and do like an episode where we just shoot the shit. It's kind of like The View.
I like it.
Yeah, I feel like we're just going to talk.
Like a pajama party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's on The View? I don't even know who's on it.
I don't know either. Is Barbara Walters still on it or did
no.
she retire?
I don't even know if she's alive.
Okay, well, that's how far behind I am.
Is she or
Whoopi?
Not? I don't know.
Is Whoopi straight?
No. Yes.
Whoopi is straight?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Or she dated Ted Danson.
Yeah, she dated.
She dated Ted Danson?
It's a controversial
he
one.
He had an affair with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do remember that. Like, I remember that whole controversy.
Yeah.
I feel like she would make a great part of my power lesbian couple that I dream of being in.
Except that she's not
she
a
and interracial couple.
I know, but if she was, she'd be perfect because she's funny and she's eccentric
she's
and
amazing.
We'd be like an interracial couple, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm going to grab the age gap.
Yeah.
How about
Sugar
Wanda
Mama?
Sykes? Because she is a lesbian.
I would
That's
love
right.
to be. Wanda, if you're watching, I would love to be with you. I think she's married.
I think she's married.
Yeah, yeah. She's married.
Yeah, so. She's taken.
Yeah.
Destroy her marriage.
No, God, no.
Homewrecker.
Oh, I can't do that. Well, this is going to be fun. I brought in a bunch of topics for us to talk about. Let me introduce everyone. Way over there in the far corner, my good friend, hilarious comedian, who just came from shooting Talking Dirty on Playboy
Yay.
TV.
Hi.
Ariel Kashanchi. Woo!
Yay!
And then next to me here, you guys know her because I just had her on, and also because she's a very successful actress, and she's stunning, and she's hilarious. And now she's doing stand-up as well, which is so fantastic.
Woo!
Krista Allen, everyone. Yay, Krista! And
that.
In the other corner.
I like that you make like a constipated face. Like,
You can follow
my
it.
Face.
Yeah, no, you're hilarious. You do stand up, you produce shows, and you host one of my favorite podcasts, which everyone should check out, which is called White Wine True Crime, which is way more popular than my podcast
yes.
and is all about people getting drunk and watching crime TV and basically being funny and making fun of it. Is that the
Yes, that is the gist.
It's a gist. Carrie Martin, everyone. Carrie!
Yay! And I hate to brag, but I am almost up to 700 Twitter followers. So
wow.
What's up,
Yeah.
That's right.
I know that the whole follower situation is just, it's like we're trying to start this podcast and we're running late because we have to Snapchat it and Instagram
yeah.
story it and Facebook it and
yeah.
Twitter it. And it's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
the game has changed. It's so hard now.
It's impossible,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
But by the same token, it could open a lot of doors.
Sure.
You can connect with people that you would have never been exposed to before.
Oh my
right?
God. Like, you know what you can do now? You can date like famous athletes because of social media.
Oh, right.
You can get a hold of people you know. Like,
right,
it used
true.
To be like you would sit and watch the TV and be like, that guy is so hot. I wish there was some way I could get in touch with him.
That's true.
Now you can just slide
He's
right into the DMs.
Yeah, yeah, to the studio.
Yeah.
That's how I meet everybody I date.
Twitter is your Tinder.
Twitter is my Tinder. It is.
Twitter is the new Tinder.
And I don't even play. Like, I'm like a guy. Like, this is the DM I send guys. It's the same to all of them. They're probably, half of them are probably watching this live stream. I DM them and I just go, why are we not dating?
Oh my God, that's such a guy thing to say.
That's it.
That's good.
Yeah, and then I wait.
Gets Where have you been all my life?
I feel like if I did that to a guy, he'd be like, because you don't have enough followers.
No.
Pick some up. Hit me up later. Get out of here, kid.
Well, it's funny because anytime I DM a guy, the next thing I do is go on that that social media platform, if it was Instagram or Twitter, and make sure that my last photo was a really hot one.
Yeah,
and if it wasn't, I add one real quick.
Yes.
Like, I can't
yes.
let him see me looking like I do on stage. You
I know?
Know.
I love that Kate has an arsenal of the hottest photos just to go, ready to rock and roll.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I use those to apologize when I act stupid.
It's a good secret weapon, though.
It really
it
is.
I like it. I
right?
appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm not that smart. I don't have it.
Yes, you are.
I don't have it.
You're smart because you don't send them.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's what I do. When I go on the road for comedy, I'm so bored during the day that I just take hot photos in my room. I have nothing better to do. I just take hot photos and I just save them up. And if I don't have anyone to send them to, I just save them up. So on a rainy day when I need to apologize to someone, even girlfriends, Carrie's gotten them.
Yeah. I don't mind them. I'm going to be honest. They're not bad.
Just please piss me off so I can get one. That's all I want.
Because when I'm between men, I send them to girls. That's what we do, right? Yeah. Ariel, you've sent me
we've
some.
We've sent each other a bunch of nudes. Yeah.
Because yeah. what else?
I'm like, I've been working out. I haven't eaten a carb in like 3 months. Somebody's got to appreciate this.
I can relate to that. I need to start taking pictures.
I send them to my mom, too. Sometimes.
You send them to your mom?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah. My mom is like, oh okay.
What do I do with this?
Why are you sending me? I don't understand.
I mean, I've been there. I'm not going to lie. Oh, I had a question. It went away. Well, whatever. We'll get back to it. I want to open with this, okay? I don't know if Ariel... Yes, you know about this. Krista doesn't. Carrie does. I had the best date fail. I have the best date fail story, and we need to address it. So this just happened. I've been talking to this guy for a while. We met on Twitter. We have been talking for probably about 7 months or so, but just talking. And we've been out on 3 dates, only 3. Right? He doesn't live in LA, so it's like a long distancey thing. But whenever he comes here, we always go out. We have not had sex. And the first date, I actually wasn't even that into him. I talked about him on this podcast and I was like, he told me to vote for Trump. And he like sent back my Diet Coke because it wasn't good enough for me. And he didn't think I should drink aspartame or whatever. So like, I wasn't really into
it. And yet he's voting for Trump.
I know.
Like, Trump is aspartame. Like,
I know, right? So, but then I went out with him again because we kissed and we had great chemistry and he's super duper hot and I thought I'd give him a second chance. Second date, way, way better. Very cool. Third date, he invited me out with his buddies. He was in town. He was out with a bunch of buddies. He invited me and I got to see that he's funny and cool and we kind of hit it off. So now on the third date, we kind of make out and I'm like, oh, when we hook up, it's going to be hot.
Fireworks.
It's going to be fireworks. Magic. It's going to be amazing. Okay, this guy, by the way, looks like an Adonis. He's a 10.
I think I know who you're talking
about. He's a pro athlete.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
That doesn't narrow it down usually.
No, it does, because this was happening. Thank you. It was starting the other night.
There's only 2 categories.
Right?
Is that the same one? I don't know.
Maybe not. Could be anybody.
So, could be anybody. So what happened is I was just in Florida doing stand-up. And I was texting with him, and I was like, we should hang out soon again. When are you coming back to LA? And he said, not for a while, but I'm going to be in China for a month. Why don't you come visit me in China? And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I will. You know, he's like, my treat, figure out the visa. I'll get the plane ticket. You're coming to China. And I'm like, great. So I start telling my friend who's on the road with me, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I love that guy. I'm a huge fan. He goes, but the thing is, I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend. So I do a little stalking.
As well you
due
should.
Due diligence.
Yes.
Due diligence.
And it turns out I see a photo, kind of deep on his Instagram, of a girl holding a baby. So I'm like.
When Kate tells me the story, she's like, so I looked at the picture and he's with a girl and guess what she's holding? It's like
a dildo.
It could be anything.
Yeah. But I was like, this feels like a leading question. Child. She goes, yes. I was like, okay, like,
yeah.
That gave me
amazing. Another
you guess that first. I would have been like dildo.
Yeah. This is, by the way, the second time I've been involved with a guy and found out he has a girl with a baby.
Wow.
Like, so okay, but here's the thing. So this isn't even the best part of the story. I find out he has this girl. So I text him and I go, hey, this is a little awkward to ask because the picture is like 5 months old. I'm like, maybe they broke up. I don't know. You know, we haven't been we've only been out a few times. So I message him and I say, hey, this is a little awkward to ask. But before I go spend money on a visa, do you have a girlfriend? And he wrote back, yes, I do, but it's an open relationship. She knows I see other people, although she doesn't like it.
I love that he felt the need to put that in.
I know,
too.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I guess he was like, don't contact her. She's not going to be cool with this.
Right. I mean, I wonder if that's why he threw it in. He thought I would message her.
Oh, my, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
You could be right.
I mean,
yeah.
I think we should message her now.
Well,
which one is one of the callers?
Just be like, threesome question mark? Threesome in China?
Oh, insert a picture of your head between her and the baby.
I should tag them
in
both
the face of the baby instead.
Right.
That's awful. But like a Snapchat, the one with like the dog tongue coming out. I don't know.
That would be cute.
It could get really bad.
Oh, so it gets better. So then he says that. And then I wrote back and I said, well, listen, I appreciate your honesty, but the thing is, I'm not looking for that type of situation. I thought you were single, so that's that. And then he wrote back, well, we're both adults, and everyone has some luggage.
Luggage or baggage?
Exactly.
Did he say luggage?
He said luggage. And I wrote back, I think you mean baggage.
He really wants you to take this trip. He's really...
He's talking about luggage.
He's like, listen, just...
It's the whole theme.
Carry on.
He's
carry on.
He's keeping the theme going of
Everyone
travel.
Everyone has some luggage. I'm like,
he's not American. That's why he used that expression.
But still, right. I'm like, I mean, a girlfriend and a baby, it's not baggage. It's a girlfriend. Why don't you take your luggage with you to China? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why are you inviting me?
Well, he probably wants, like, instead of a hard case luggage, he wants, like, some hard case, you know, maybe, true. Like, something monogrammed instead of
a duffel bag. It's just, yeah.
He likes varied luggage.
He's tired of the OG luggage.
Okay, yeah. But here's my question and why I wanted to bring this up. Because then he says to me, well, we've been out now a few times. Why didn't you ask me right away? And I was like, to be honest with you, I just assumed if you were trying to date me that you were single.
Right.
I mean, of course you're probably dating people. You're an athlete. You're hot. Of course you have women. But I just assumed that you didn't have a serious situation. Or why would you ask me out? I wouldn't be hitting people up to date or inviting people overseas if I was with someone. So the question is, do we really have to ask this question when you meet a guy? Do you need to ask right away?
I don't. But I don't date your caliber guys. Like, I date a guy. There was one time not too long ago, I dated a guy who worked at Trader Joe's. And
nothing wrong
he
with
would
that.
Come over after
Discounts.
And watch TV.
Yeah.
And
I know. That's good.
That's it. It's a very anticlimactic story. I'm just saying, we're on different levels. That's my point.
But I don't date always these kinds of guys. I date plenty of losers.
What are her two types? Losers and
losers. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I or did I not like totally fall for a porn actor?
Well, yeah, that's the other.
That's okay, the other so I don't date elite, you know, upper echelon people all the time.
But you're attracted to a certain type of guy, which is the douchey kind of guy that has a relationship and a kid.
Sideways baseball cap is all I
know. It's true.
How did Nicole Amy describe him?
Nicole Amy.
Oh, this other one, the porn guy.
Nicole Amy said he looked like he should be changing tires somewhere. She goes, if I saw you out points. With him, I'd be like, Kate, why did you bring your mechanic to the comic store? Okay, but here's the thing is that, like, for me, this has happened multiple times. So, yes, obviously I am attracted to guys that are unavailable, and we know that. We've established that.
Unavailable more than douchey. Let's just, let's just establish that.
Unavailable.
But also, like, a mix of the two.
I think it kind of is. I just wanted to make her feel better.
Right. Thank you, okay. Krista.
Yeah. Ariel's just
I
over
felt
there
a
keeping
little
it real.
Harsh.
Brutal honesty, because I care.
But the question is, like... Okay, so what is an appropriate thing to ask? Like, if I met a guy on, say, a dating app, is it safe to assume he's single, or do I need to say, do you have a girlfriend before...
Maybe. Twitter isn't a dating app for most of us.
But if you're pursuing someone in any, like, non-platonic way, you say... By the way, I have a girlfriend. Like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend, and we have an open relationship.
And a baby.
And a baby.
And some luggage.
It's lots of luggage.
I don't know that many guys would be that open right off the bat. Right. But you know what I mean?
That's his defense.
I mean, I think,
you have to wait until you see if you have chemistry, if you like him, whatever. Then he asks you to China. I mean, and maybe that's a good time.
But he wouldn't have even told her if she didn't ask.
No.
But here's the best part.
You would have been in China.
Right.
And he would have been like, hold on, it's my girlfriend and baby. Or like maybe you would have showed up to his hotel room and there would have been a baby and a girlfriend there. And he was like, can you babysit while we go? Yeah. Like, you don't know.
Or just a crib and you're like, you're into some kinky shit.
Yeah.
That and some diapers. You're like, really? Okay.
I mean, but the thing is that even after I said, you know, and by the way, I have to say this. I'm a little proud of myself because the porn guy and this guy and all of this has made me realize that I actually think I want something more. Like all this time I've been like, I'm cool with casual. I'm casual. I'm just, I don't want a relationship. I'm just, but the truth is I'm tired of finding out, oh, I'm the side chick. I'm just the girl you're trying to bang. I'm actually at a place where I said to him, I go, here's the thing. If I come to China, let's just say we have a fantastic time and I really like you. Now I can't have anything real with you because you have a girlfriend. So I'm the only person who stands to get hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of you about this. This has been a long running thing and this is good. And you've been doing this.
This is progress.
I like it. I like it. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
She's growing up. Our little girl is growing up.
Step one. Yeah.
It is. But the thing is, he didn't answer that text. And then the next day, he sent me a photo of gluten-free corn dogs.
Okay.
And
that's probably his version of romance. Like, he's probably like,
I don't know.
My corn dog is gluten-free.
Yeah. That's what
come to China and experience
the amazing gluten-free corn dogs in China.
It worked for the girl that he had the baby with. Yeah. She liked the gluten-free corn dogs.
She's a simpler girl. Right.
I had tweeted a joke about gluten-free corn dogs and a photo, and he was sending me my own photo. But the point is, how like a man...
No, he's not original either. Okay, cool.
He's just sending you what you... Like, that's like somebody sending me a screenshot of something that I like...
You posted.
Yeah.
Guys do that to me. They don't do that to you?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, I'm like, I know what this looks like. Thank you.
Wait, like, I don't understand this.
Why would you send
people send you things that you posted?
Yeah. Like, I'll post a tweet and then a guy will... Because this is what they do. They know like, oh, you have 200,000... Like, Chris, you have 200,000 Twitter followers. Yeah. So the guy's not going to reply to the tweet. He's going to screen grab your tweet, text it to you like, ha ha ha, you're so cool.
Oh, that.
Not
okay, I see what you're
somebody
saying.
That you know.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that before.
But so this, this is.
Wait, did you reply to the corn dog?
Can we just call him corn dog?
I like that.
Did you reply to corn dog?
I wrote back, LOL.
With a question mark?
With a
just
corn dog.
LOL. and then he wrote back, that looks, did you buy it? Like, he basically shifted into this
weird small talk. No, he's trying to pretend that you never had this conversation.
Right. Yeah.
But you what's the
said,
point?
You should have said, no, thank you, sir. I will get a corn dog that is unattached. Like, I'm not going to get mine from Costco. I'll get it from corn dog on a stick.
Yes.
Or whatever that place is called.
I want a single corn dog.
Yeah.
One that
I
can...
a corn dog emoji?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is not the conversation I thought we were going to have today. I'm going to be honest. We've spent an exorbitant amount of time.
On corn dog.
On corn dogs.
Well, I just... Because this is an important topic.
Yeah.
Okay? Because A, I would just like to say to all the men watching, please, if you have a girlfriend, just tell us. Tell us, or a better idea, don't date us.
Well, I went on a first date with a guy, and who was like, I was like, oh, he's got like the profile of someone. Like, he was like famous in the 90s for a minute, and then he's not anymore, and he's like gained a lot of weight. Not that that's like part of the thing, but he's gained a lot of weight.
We're gonna call him Greco. Whoa. I feel like it's Greco.
No.
Is that his name, Richard?
Yeah.
I would have given him a second date. This was like a former singer.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a two hit wonder. Anyway, on our date, he's like,
I think she wants us to guess. Yeah.
He was, well, I'll tell you after. I mean, I do a bit about him, but I don't know. Well, anyway, so you just never know. He was like, do you know, I have these friends that are polyamorous. And he was like feeling
in English.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. It's British accent.
Polyamorous. So he's trying to get you into like a threesome
away. He was trying to like feel me out. And I was like, oh, I'm like, no, that's not really my thing. Like, good for them. But I feel like that's like a low self-esteem girl thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen these videos, little like they do documentaries on these polyamorous couples.
Right.
And I got to get through this. That's
That's who it is.
That's
who it is.
Because you're trying to figure it out.
That's the singer? I just might as well say his name at this point.
What's a song that he sings?
I gotta get through this. You just gave away. What? She's like, you guys, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I'm fucking this boxer who bit a guy's ear off. But, like, I'm not going to tell you.
He's not that. I mean, he wasn't that. But anyway, my point is, he's trying to throw feelers out. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Not my thing. And then I'm starting to, like, pick up what he's doing. You know, I was like, oh, he's trying to feel me out. See, this date is like a disaster. Like, why couldn't you tell me beforehand? This was a Tinder date.
Right.
All he wanted was to get you involved in some kind of orgy situation.
He wanted me to be part of his, well, he wanted me part of his, like, harem. Like, he's like, you know, I'm polyamorous and I just want you to know this part of my life and that's what I do. And
that's,
I was
like the strip
no,
club
thank
guy.
You.
Yeah.
Like,
strip club guy.
Just be upfront. Like, but I appreciated that. At least he told me on the first date.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, all right, okay. I can walk away from this date and be like, this was entertaining. I have a 7-minute bit about you now. Yeah. Thank you. Because he did karaoke. And
did he sing his own song?
No, he didn't. Okay, I'll tell you what he did. We go to this place and everyone there knows him. And
did
so
he
like he's like a regular.
Okay.
Well, no, like it was like his cheers, you know,
was
like
it
for has-beens.
No, it's tiki.
It's a tiki bar in North Hollywood. And we go in there. Everyone's like, hey, everyone knows him. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh my God, it's karaoke night. I had no idea.
Wait, was it Robin Leach?
I need to know the guy's name. Just say his name.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
And he didn't know that I knew who he was. I just Googled him to make sure he wasn't married before our date. And I was like, oh, it's that former singer. All right, fine.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't know it was karaoke night. Do you want to go somewhere else? I'm like, no, there's nowhere else around here. You knew it was karaoke night. You're a regular. Like, this is like Cheers for has-beens.
He took you there for the same reason.
Flavor Flav was in the corner doing shots. Like, it was, yeah.
He took you there for the same reason that I invite guys to comedy clubs.
To see you shine.
Because it's like, well, it's his comfort zone.
Yeah.
Everyone there knows him. He looks cool. I invite guys to comedy clubs because I know also, like, if it's not going well, there's 100 people there I know that I can just kind of ditch him and start talking to other people and he'll take the hint. Like, it's just, that's what I do with first dates. I'm like, come meet me here at the improv after my set and we'll have a drink. And then if it's not going well, I can just be like, oh, I got to get going. I have an early morning. And then I wait for him to leave and then I come back into the improv and just hang out.
He probably thought his charm would win you over and you'd be like, I would love to have a threesome with you in your harem.
Probably. He probably thought, once you started singing.
Face to face.
This is just like strip club guy.
It took me a minute to register.
It's exactly like
strip club guy did this.
Yes, a guy, his name is Sean. We can give him a first name. His name was Sean.
Do we say he was a pro athlete or no?
Well, we did.
We just did.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm not good at this game.
So, but like,
there's a lot of Seans that are pro athletes.
Right.
We didn't say that he's a cricket player.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a cricket player. I love fucking cricket players. So this is the first guy I ever DM'd in my life. I was like, he's so beautiful. I have to have him. That was like my thought. So I DM'd him.
Is that what you said? Was that your intro line?
No, it was, why aren't we dating? That's my go-to line with every DM that I ever send. Why aren't we dating? So he's like, I don't know. We probably should fix that, you know? And then we went out on one date and we had a great time. But I should have known the first night. Because you know what? To be full disclosure with it, we started making out outside the club first night. Amazing chemistry. Called an Uber, two Ubers, because he was going out and I had to go home because I had shit in the morning. So we called two Ubers, but mine came first. So he got in the back of my Uber with me and we started like hooking up a little bit in the back of the Uber. And it was like,
how awkward for that driver.
I know, right?
This is not like a limo in the 90s where they could like put the partition on.
No.
This is somebody like, who could hear all the hookup
noises.
Why didn't
I graduate like college?
Slobbering.
We were fucking, we were making out, but with, moaning. You know, heavy petting. But the point is this. I was like, you know what? Fuck my morning. Let's go back to your place. And he was like, oh, I can't. I'm going to meet up with da-da-da-da. He's like, let's save it anyway. It'll be more special, you know? I'm like, fine. Then the next day, he invites me out. Carrie's with me. We're at Saddle Ranch hanging out. The guy texts me like, yo, come meet up. We're like, where are you? He's like, I'm at Games and Dames. We're like, what's that? He's like, it's a sports bar. We get there. It's a strip club. Okay, we get.
But is it sporty?
It's a.
Yeah. Like, are they wearing jerseys?
Yeah.
Like,
no. Well, the waitresses are.
The
wearing
waitresses are.
Referee stripes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
But we get in there, and he's got like he's trying to hook up with like 12 girls. He invited all these girls. I wasn't the only one.
Oh, there was other. Everybody was there.
So yeah. It was like the Bachelor, basically.
Yeah. It was, and he would come around, and he'd talk to you for a minute, and he'd kind of, like, kiss on you.
Ew,
and be like,
he sounds so gross.
He was so gross.
That's gross.
I know.
But wouldn't it be funny if instead of offering, like, roses like The Bachelor, he offered you, like, dollar bills?
Right.
Kind of. That's where I came in.
Will you take
up
this crumpled, will you accept this crumpled dollar bill?
Carrie wingwoman me to this place, and then I'm like, Carrie, what do we do? She's like, "What? Tell him what you did."
Well, first off, we're sitting there, and he's like, "I'm going to get a round of shots." So I'm like, okay, he's got pro athlete money. I'm not used to this. Like, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be top shelf.
Milk it.
It was Fireball.
Disgusting.
Around. Oh, I still drank it.
Oh,
but it
not
was,
only that, but oh. What else did he have to drink at his table? Pitchers of Budweiser. It wasn't even like good liquor.
Disgusting. Yeah. That.
So then I was like,
awful.
Well, I was like, where are we? Like, because we had Ubered there, and he is like, we're in Enville, and I was like, what? And he's like, we're in Enville.
I forgot all
about
that.
And I was like, is that in Carson? Like, where are we? Like,
I
I'm so confused.
About that.
Like,
what is
way
Enville?
Out of town, wherever he could take everybody out of town.
Is that the N-word?
Yeah.
He used the N-word?
Oh, yes.
Is he oh, black? Yeah. I missed out
he's
on
allowed.
That.
He's allowed.
Yeah, he can. I can't.
Yeah.
No.
So that wasn't.
I thought there was something called Enville.
I know.
Yeah. I know. You're like, is that near Inglewood?
Yes,
is that near
I
the
did.
Airport?
Is
God.
That
near?
So then I was like, I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, what a
and
jerk.
She was kind of like one toe in the water, one not, because you didn't know what was going on. You were getting mixed signals.
I was confused because I tried to leave once, and then I was like, hey, you know what? This isn't really my scene. I'm going to go, which I should have done as soon as I walked in. By the way, coincidentally, our friend was the strip club DJ, a guy, a comic that we're friends with.
He was there that night?
Yeah.
So did you talk to him?
Well, of course.
The best part is...
He said my name a couple times on the thing.
I ended up talking to your athlete guy, so I was like, I don't know what to do. So I had like $30 in cash, so I changed it into ones. And I put him up on the rail. And I was like the most supportive, like, because nobody, it wasn't their like A squad, right? So
oh
nobody's
God.
On the rail but me.
She was the only girl watching the strippers.
I was the only person, period, nice. Watching the strippers. Yeah. So they would come over, and I was like, oh, my God, when you did the split, like, that was so good. I was, like, the best dance mom. I'd give them hugs.
Amazing coordination.
Right.
You're
and then
so
here's a little for your college
She really fun. Was. Yeah. She was, like, excellent arabesque. That was beautiful.
She's holding up scorecards. 10.
Right.
Everyone.
Yeah. I support insane. You. But, I support you.
I should have
sure.
just left, and my self-esteem has come a long way since then, because I have to admit, like, I had no self-esteem out of my marriage. And Sean was, that was, what, probably at least a year and a half ago. I've gotten better. But, like.
No.
Did you talk
long?
To any
so
of the other girls?
Yeah, well, the other girls were getting real, you know, they
were they
pissed.
Getting territorial?
They were jealous. They didn't like it. Yeah. And then he would come to me and he'd be like, babe, we're going to leave soon. Just me and you. I'm trying to hook up with these girls. It's just going to be me and you. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'd stay and then I'd watch. But the final straw for me was there was like a waitress that came up that worked there and she was wearing his jersey. She was wearing his
and
jersey.
And she won.
And he was like, no.
She got the crumpled dollar bill.
But he, like,
she won
he
that.
Got her number, like, right in front of me. And I was like, fuck this. And I left. And I just sent him a text, like, sorry, not my scene. Have a good night. And I left. And then, like, he did blow me up for a while. Because that's what they do when you finally are like, fuck you.
Oh,
that's
God,
when they
that's so gross.
I know. It was so gross. But then the thing is, he's just so hot that
Ugh.
I you know when someone's so
nobody
hot
nobody could
no,
ever be that
there's
hot.
No
there's
hotness.
No hotness that could ever make
well,
that okay
no.
ever
yeah.
never
yeah.
never no
yeah I'm not I'm,
oh, it was okay. still a fun night
it was fine
okay
To be fair to me, though, like I did not go home with him that night. I ignored him the next day. I You know.
But you've come a long way.
Come a long
you've
way.
Come a long way. If that were to happen today, you would probably only stay for 45 minutes.
That happened today. As soon as I saw it, we got there and I saw it was a strip club. Okay, I'm not against strip clubs. I would go in and hang if it was like him and his boys and he had. But the minute I saw other girls and what was up, I'd be like, fuck you and leave immediately.
Right.
I'm trying to be the girl that I give such great advice. I want to start being the girl. That I tell you guys to be.
Maybe stop leading with, why aren't we dating?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, maybe try something a little bit more like, hey,
maybe
hey, like,
I don't know.
Well, let's think of a new pickup line. Let's like, do that. Let's
I haven't DM'd anybody in a few.
Okay.
In a while.
Do you have anyone that you want to DM?
Yeah.
I can find somebody.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's think of a new pickup line, a new intro line.
I don't think I want to date anyone famous ever again. Okay. Ever again.
Really?
Never again.
Your guy. No. From her, the polygamist karaoke guy.
No, I don't want that guy. I don't want anyone else.
We can practice on him.
In show business. I want a normal,
regular. He's not, so you're lucky.
Well.
You want a normal guy?
I want a regular guy.
Okay, cool.
You know, like maybe like somebody who just got out of jail.
So he has to have some kind of bad boy
unavailable
imagery. Quality.
Go to CrossFit and just pick up a guy there.
That's a great idea.
They have the body type you like. They wear sideways hats. They're paleo. You guys can eat together.
They probably have chrome heart jewelry.
I'm not paleo.
No, you're horrible. What are those True Religion jeans?
The True Religion jeans. That's your
thing.
And the Affliction t-shirt.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't want that.
That's your type.
No.
You would date a guy with True Religion jeans.
And an Affliction t-shirt.
I have. Listen, can I ask the next question? This is going great, by the way.
I
feel like the biggest asshole.
I feel like we're all like ganging up on Kate.
No, it's fine.
We're supporting
you. It's out of love. It's out of love.
I thought it's a tough love broadcast.
I'm happy to look like the crazy one here because I know in my heart that all of you are equally as crazy as
absolutely,
especially Carrie.
Yeah.
I have two kind of rants when I do come unglued. One is alcohol induced. The other is Ambien induced.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And one of those happened.
Can we tell the Ambien story, or are you not want to tell it about the guy that came over and you couldn't remember anything?
Oh, I mean, that's kind of the story.
Tell it.
Wait, did you have Ambien?
Well, come on, tell the story. You booty called a guy, and then you'd already taken the Ambien? What happened exactly?
I didn't think he was going to come over.
Yeah, she took the Ambien, and then she sent the booty call thinking he'd say no. And then he said yes.
And then I remembered pieces. Like, I date raped myself before he came over, essentially.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
So it's like, I kind of remember letting him in. I kind of remember us talking, and then he was gone. Like, I was like, it was like that movie Memento or something.
Right.
Where I was like putting pieces together the next day.
Do you know what happened?
I don't. And I think I'm going to go to my grave that way. We don't talk anymore.
She doesn't know what happened. And then the next day she sent him a text like, hey, like kind of like a teaser text like, hey, it's embarrassing, but I kind of took an Ambien before you came over, and I hope I didn't say anything weird, or I don't know.
But my butthole really hurts, and I was just wondering.
Can you explain that?
Can you explain this bruise on my elbow? Like, I don't understand.
And he didn't answer, so she's like, did I do something wrong? And he didn't answer, so she doesn't know.
Was it someone I know?
You know what? You probably just passed out, and he was,
either he went to the bathroom and I fell asleep, or I was that much of a mess. Like David Hasselhoff without the burger.
Oh, yeah.
And he just walked right back out.
Maybe.
Were
you drinking too? Were you drinking and Ambien?
Typically, yeah. That's how it goes.
I love it.
The two go hand in hand.
We've all done.
Yeah.
The reason I love Carrie so much, full disclosure, is because I am a psycho when it comes to texting, and I talk about it on stage. I mean, I have a problem. It's like I will send a guy 17,000 text messages, and I'm so bipolar about it because I send it, and I mean it. I mean it, okay? In the moment, I mean it. I'm like, it's over. I hate you, or I love you, or I want to fuck the shit out. Whatever it is, I send it. And then when I see he read it and he doesn't answer right away, I start to psychoanalyze everything about it and think maybe it was wrong. And then I'll send another one, like backpedaling. And then I'll see that he read that and doesn't answer. And then I get angry that he's insensitive. So I send another one angry, and I just keep going until I can't stop anymore. And the only person I know who does this also is Carrie.
We're the worst support system for each other.
The worst.
But we don't give up on each other, which I like.
We're like two addicts that instead of being like a sponsor for each other is like, it's
text
fine, keep smoking.
Well, especially you, because she'll be like, no, that's totally normal. I'm like, nobody else that I've told this story to said that at all.
It's
true.
Somebody should confiscate your phone.
I think so.
Because someone needs to make an app, okay?
We talked about switching
phones. There's like a Google app. There was like a drunk texting. Yeah,
there is.
Yeah. I have the drunk text app, but see, it only works if you're drunk. I send these sober.
Yeah, you're sober and you do it.
Is worse in my own defense.
You should do long division to like be able to send the app.
Yeah, there needs to be a text or an app that works like this. Like, I basically put Krista in charge of my phone.
I think
somehow it gives
so she can intercept.
It gives her custody of that phone number. So like I can, for instance, give her like, you know, Max's phone number. And then anytime I try to text to Max, it goes to Krista and she goes, fuck no, you ain't sending that. And so, you know what I mean? Like, there
needs to be that. We talked about this, right? Didn't we talk about
this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's such a great idea.
We should invent it.
You want to? Should we?
If you've been drinking, then maybe when you text somebody, all that they get is a picture of a corn dog.
Even
so
better.
So it doesn't matter what you say, that's all they're saying.
As long as it's gluten-free. Yeah.
Right.
Well, here's a question that I want to bring up, because I'm really curious. And I wish we had guys to ask this to, but... So now that I've realized that I actually want more, I don't want to be I'm tired of being a side chick. I don't know how I always end up a side chick. I just found out a guy that I dated for a year that I was in love with. I just found out he had a girlfriend like the whole time we were dating. I just found that out.
That's brutal.
So even when I don't know a comic, you know, even when I don't know that I'm a side chick, I'm always a side chick. And I don't know what it is about me that says side chick, which I should figure out. But what I want to know is this. When you tell a guy, how far into dating do you tell a guy, I'm looking for something real without scaring them off? Because I feel like if you don't tell them right up front and they're just looking for like a casual, like a good time, like a fling, then you might end up getting hurt. Is it better to put it right out
there? No, you should put it right out there. Yeah, and look, if they're going to get scared off, they're not the guy that's not going to make you a side chick.
They're so
period.
Reasonable.
Right? And also, it's not, you're not saying I want, like, you're not, don't say I want you to propose to me tomorrow.
I don't.
You should say, I am not interested in a booty call. I want to get to know you as a human being, because you usually have relationships with human beings, not like other genitals. You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to get to know a guy, I wouldn't have sex with him right away, because then I would confuse liking having sex with him with, and I only say this because I've been there so many times. Like, I got engaged to like two guys. Well, yeah. All I did was like having sex with them. Like, as human beings, I hated them. But that's because I had sex with them too soon.
Yeah.
Then you
but
get to know him
put
as a
ring
person.
On it.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know.
Of course.
I got it like that. That's just like, you know.
Ariel is like such a badass bitch, though. Like, Ariel is literally that girl that's like, she really doesn't give a fuck if the guy comes or goes. So if the guy isn't giving her everything she wants, she's like, fuck you. Bye. And that's why guys chase her.
I say that, but then I always go back. So then it goes from them being like don't go, to like, okay. And it's like, no, wait, what do you mean okay? Come back.
But you have to know there's like another one around the corner.
There are
plenty more where you came from.
But
Thank you.
It's so hard to find one you have that chemistry with.
You're going to find chemistry can probably find chemistry with most people. With most guys, because you have this great personality and you'll connect with people and it's awesome. The guy that you tell, the guy that you're like, look, I don't want to be a side chick. I don't want to do this. I want a relationship with somebody. Are you into that? And he goes, yeah, I'm looking for a girlfriend. You say, cool. If he doesn't want that, then he's not that guy. Maybe you'll still go, I just want to fuck you anyway. It's cool. Maybe I'll be your side chick. You could go there.
Probably not a good idea for Kate.
But you could. But I'm just saying, like, you don't have to be scared of that stuff.
I am.
It doesn't mean you're desperate. I think what you're thinking is that the guy's going to misinterpret it as I'm desperate.
But it's
more
not,
like,
I do.
No, I'm a grown-ass woman.
It's strength. You know what you want. It's not like you're being a floozy kind of, you know, whatever. Did
but
I
say do
floozy?
No,
I like
but
it.
I know.
I like floozy.
I know what you mean.
A floozy?
Damn floozy?
I mean, I am afraid, though, of, because that's the thing is this. I do want something real, but I also want something awesome that's real. I don't want just any guy that's like, I'll make you my girl. Like, I could have that. I know that. But so if I tell a guy I'm looking for something real, it doesn't mean I want it with you. And I'm afraid.
Right.
I'm afraid they're going to immediately go, great, let's do this.
Well, then
too.
You need to say, right. I want to get to know you and see if this is like, if this is going to work out.
You've been doing pretty good with this, by the way.
Except for the one guy. I've been doing pretty well.
Right. But you're getting mm-hmm. there. You're building it up. You know what you want. You know what you don't want, which is really important. That's the first step. Come on. That's the first step, Kate.
Thank you.
Know
you.
What you
make
don't
it sound
want.
So easy.
There's 11 more steps, but this is the
first. Yeah, but it's okay. We'll talk about this one. Mm-hmm.
How can there be 11 more steps?
I know. It's like a lot of
No,
work.
My point is it's like a 12-step program.
All right. Well,
12 steps.
It's funny you say that because today my roommate, Eric Myers, lives with me. He's a very funny comedian. He was like, Kate, awesome. I think you should go to Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous to help you
Perhaps,
because you get addicted to men.
Well, you definitely are a love addict.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, well,
maybe I can pick up Carrie on the way.
I feel like you guys would go there and just pick up guys.
That's the thing.
What I think.
The guys go.
If I go there, all I'm going to do is find a bunch of damaged guys that I'm crazy about and fall in love with one.
No.
I think you need hypnosis.
Well, but Eric said the most amazing thing today, and people can take this and use it. Eric, you totally inspired me.
Yeah, this was great advice.
Yeah, Eric said to me, he goes, Kate, here's the thing. You need to take guys that are bad for you, because I fall for guys that are bad for me. I really do. He goes, you need to take guys that are bad for you and treat them the way I treat alcohol, which is this. They ruin my life. They get in the way of my creativity. They get in the way of my business. If the guy is bad for you, he goes, I can't drink casually. I can't have one drink without falling off the wagon. I will fall off the wagon. He goes, you can't take a guy that's toxic and be like, well, I'll just fuck him every once in a while. I'll just see him every once in a while.
No, you can't. He's right.
Yeah. He's like, that is like a sip of alcohol. It's just going to start this spiral. So you need to remove them from your life completely. And no one's ever put it in those terms for me before where I was like, oh, wow, it really is interesting. It is as bad for you.
It's like gluten and sugar, two things you don't eat.
I know.
You should treat them like gluten and sugar.
You know what it needs to be?
Should change their names in your phone.
Gluten and sugar.
Gluten one.
Yeah.
Gluten two.
Think of it as like a really fattening chocolate cupcake. And even if you have a few little nibbles, you're still gonna feel like shit about yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well,
you know?
Here's what I started thinking, and this is what I want to know. I have a new plan. I am so savvy about my career, okay?
Yes.
Like, if someone fucks with my career, I'm like, you're gone. Like, gone immediately. And I think women, when it comes to men, we get emotional. But the truth is, at the end of the day, if you treat men the way you treat your career with logic and with smart, you know, right brain thinking, I think that we would all do better with the men, right? So my new plan is to treat every man like a stock option. Like, I'm going to treat him like business. It's business.
Are you?
Yes.
You going to do that?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'll talk to you tonight.
I want to see how this plays out.
I'm not going anywhere, Kate.
Honestly, can we do a 30-day challenge on this?
Oh, my God. That would be great.
We've tried this before.
I would like to participate.
Just 30 days.
30 days.
Okay, let's set the parameters.
Okay.
Yeah. 30 days. Okay.
So 30-day challenge. I can't text anyone that we know is bad for me, which we can name. We know who they are. No texting, no contact.
No contact with somebody
who's
made you feel not good about yourself.
Right. Correct.
If you meet somebody within the next 30 days, then take this challenge too.
No sex.
Yeah, no, I thought you were already taking this challenge.
Oh, I didn't know.
No sex after tonight. I have plans tonight. Okay. But no sex after tonight.
I have plans tonight. But after today,
no sex.
Tomorrow. That would make it a 29-day challenge.
Right. Well, let's start tomorrow. All right, fine. No sex tonight. I won't.
Use a vibrator. Yeah.
This comes out on Friday. No sex.
Okay.
For 30 days.
No sex for 30 days.
All right.
Okay.
Carrie?
Yeah. It's
I don't see
fine.
You pulling out a phone.
Right.
Put it in. Put it in the parameters.
So what are the challenges? What are we doing here?
No sex?
We want you to find.
Tomorrow, Kate.
Listen, hello. You're not going to look for men to validate you.
Right.
You need to find ways to validate yourself.
Right.
It's like, send us your nudes.
Yes. No sending of nudes.
Okay. No sending nudes to any guy.
No posting nudes either.
No picking up guys.
That's like sending it to like eight guys.
I don't post nudes.
Okay. No posting.
No
anything.
Hot, well, sexy
no
photos.
No hot, sexy nudes. Photos. No. No hot, sexy
For
photos.
30 days? Does For 30 bikini days. Count?
Nothing where you're sticking your tongue out. How
I think
that?
Two guys. You mean sending two guys, right? Or just posting anywhere?
No, because when Kate posts it, it's like she's communicating with a guy.
I have the bad guys blocked on my social media.
Typically, it's her butt if she's going to show anything.
Thank you, Carrie.
And that might get so many butt offers.
Okay, so the 30-day challenge is no sex, sending nudes.
No sending
no
nudes.
No posting something for someone's attention unless it's actually a career thing. Okay, so let's say that.
Yeah. Okay. Like, let's say if you do a job or something.
Okay, and is there a book contracting. You can read? Is there a book, an inspirational book you can read?
It feels like work.
I don't know. Is that a good idea?
No, it probably is.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think you'll read it.
Something like Love Addicts Anonymous book.
Well, I already read Why Men Love Bitches.
That's not the right one to read.
I read...
That's a gamey one. Mm.
I read a book about... I read a book called Women Who Love Too Much about...
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, but I think you need something that's just like going to show you that you don't need to go outside of yourself.
I got it. What? Daily motivation. Daily. Right.
What does that mean?
Daily.
What about
affirmation?
Gratitude.
Not motivation.
Gratitude.
What is the thing where you concentrate on one?
Meditation.
Meditation.
Okay. Yeah.
Daily meditation.
Daily meditation.
I sent you a good.
Yes.
A good.
But
meditation.
Also, what about writing 10 things you're grateful for every morning?
Yep.
To get you in a good mindset, a positive, then, inspirational mindset.
And 10 things that you love about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot. Every day, 10 new things?
No, it doesn't have to be 10 new things, but every day, just jog your memory.
Yeah. Okay.
10 things that you love about yourself. It can vary from day to day.
That's 3,000 things by the end of the challenge.
That's not that bad so far. I like this.
That's like you wake up in the morning, you write your gratitude list, you close your eyes for what? Do 10 minutes. Don't do crazy meditation.
10-minute meditation. Right.
Yeah. 10-minute meditation. Do gratitude list. You send it out. You have to be accountable for it.
But send it to each other.
Yeah.
You have to send them to us.
Also, a daily workout. Because I think when you work out, it's good for your confidence and it keeps you inspired and it makes you happy. Okay, so that. What about this? What about masturbating?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Masturbate.
You should masturbate.
See, I don't know. I think you should not masturbate. Do you know why?
Because
I can't help but think about the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, find a different way to masturbate.
All right.
There's another challenge for you. Carrie, are you good?
Find a different way to masturbate.
Like, think about something else. Think about somebody you haven't been with. Or, I don't know,
watch porn.
There's so many different options.
I can't really use porn.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, all right, well... European porn.
Is there a family show that you could masturbate to?
Sometimes I masturbate to Criminal Minds.
I had a roommate who would masturbate to The Notebook.
Really?
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's right. I walked in on it. Yeah, I can never look at Ryan Gosling the same.
Ryan Gosling is Ryan Reynolds. Oh,
that's fucked up.
Was it Ryan Reynolds?
No, I said that. It was Ryan Gosling.
I would fuck Ryan Reynolds, by the way. Ryan, if you're watching.
I'm not interested in any actor men.
They're so skinny and tiny,
and they're like a little too, like... They talk about their feelings. Why have you dated a lot of actors?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, everyone in LA has a different.
Yeah, I mean, I've dated a few, but then I'm like, oh, make this end. Why is he so dramatic? Like, this is just too much. Like,
it's so true. I can't.
Like, one of us has to have a penis. One. Just one.
But in Hollywood,
and it can't be me.
Can.
So there's going to be no dating for this whole 30 days.
You can date.
Can we?
You can date, but they have no physical interaction.
You can date, but you have to come
from a feminine energy of a place of that. Right?
This is great. You guys are awesome. Okay, wait. I need more help. Okay, wait. Hold on. Here's another question. I really do want to date guys and make them wait until I want to have sex with them for a long time, because you know why? A couple of my friends, my guy friends, I could see myself like falling in love with because I love them so much and we've been friends for so long. And if we did have sex and it was awesome, it would be like love, right?
Right.
So, how do you tell a guy that you're like, you're deciding to make people wait now? How do you tell them so that they don't think you're not into them if you don't fuck them? And everybody
says, I want to get to know you as a person before we introduce anything physical.
But everyone has sex by the third or fourth date now. How do you?
Not necessarily. I've waited like 6 or 7.
What's the longest you've made a guy wait?
I don't know. Maybe a couple of weeks, maybe.
That's it?
Probably.
That's nothing.
But they're always long-term relationships.
Right.
Like, I know.
See?
Like, I will know, and then I'll do it. I've never...
See, Chris,
I've had 2 one-night stands in my life.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, so have I. I've only had...
That's right.
Two now.
One-night
I had
stands.
One recently.
Well, yours keep going. Or, I mean, I'm talking...
Does it count as a one-night stand if they text you after to hang out more, but you just never end up hanging out?
I don't know.
I don't either. care?
I mean, if you have sex with someone, like, the first time you meet them, that's a one-night stand. Otherwise, it's just casual sex.
Yeah. Right. I guess I've had two casual sex, I should say, in my
right. life. But you're the girl, like, I'm looking
that
at you.
That wears a Star Wars yeah. shirt.
See? She's got on a Kmart hat and yeah. a Star Wars shirt. She's a girl guys are like, that's relationship material. I'm the girl guys are like, eh, I got a baby mama, but I'll fuck her on the side.
Well, you know what? I can't tell you how many married men have hit on me, and I'm still like...
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think I have like the mistress look.
It's the heavy eyeliner?
Well, I mean, this is like the fresh from Playboy look. But like, I like married men all the time.
Carrie, what about you?
As far as...
Do you get hit on by a lot of guys that you find out have girlfriends or husbands?
Yeah.
Or husbands?
Definitely.
Why?
Because that would be...
That's why we don't drink on the show. By the way, everyone's drinking today except for Krista.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
See, that's why you wife her up.
That's why wife yeah, me you're up, right. you're somebody. Right. Wife yeah. me
Do you
up.
Want to get married, Krista? Yeah.
Let's get married.
They're really hitting it off.
Let's do it. I know you really are. We're kind of.
They really are.
Me and Kate, if we dated, one of us would end up like Left Eye and like burn the other one's house down. Like
Lisa Left Eye Lopez? Yes. That would be me. I'd end up with a black eye.
I totally
somehow.
Feel like it would yeah, be you too. That would be but me. I'd take you back.
I would burn a guy's house down, dude. Can
we
I tell you something?
Marry Ellen and Portia.
Right? Jen's not here today, my good friend Jen Sturger, which I'm sad about.
I wish she was.
I know. And Jen is the fucking best wing woman ever. Like, Jen is like this. Like, this porn guy, okay, I've had to keep her away from this guy because Jen gets so mad. It's like it's happening to her right. when guys fuck with me. Like, just last night, Jen is like, hey, Cody's out of town. I have his truck for the week. Let's go fucking trash this guy's house.
She's like, let's
I
go.
Love it.
Yeah, Jen is like, you want to go on a covert operation? We could spy on him. We could sit outside his house. Like, we can see what... I'm like, Jen, calm down. She's like, give me his number. I'm going to call him right now. And so I'm going to leave you the... Like, Jen is crazy. But I think every girl needs to have a friend that
like
cares
soldier.
About them. That
right.
sits there like, yeah. I will fuck a dude up for you. Like, that is...
Right.
I want to fuck a... yes. I want to fuck a guy up for somebody. Who you got? Who you got? Can I cut a guy for you? Can I go there?
Yeah.
I would love to. Yeah. I almost called the guy. Carrie's been seeing a guy that's been fucking with her feelings. And I swear to God on the way here, I almost called him because I know him. I almost called him on the phone to be like, yo, you need to fucking stop fucking with my girl. Like, I want to do that. What would you do if I did that? Would you mind?
I mean, I think I've already done irreparable damage, so I don't know what else you could add to the fire.
Is this who I know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just want to know, like, if that's a good move. Because
I don't think that's a good move, because here's what it is.
No, I don't think it's a good move.
I think that you should really give a guy just as much attention as he gives you.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Right.
I think that every girl does this thing where you go on a date with a guy, and then you start imagining your future with him. Or you know, like when he's gone, you're like, oh, what is, you know, and like that it's and it's not healthy. Because
I start a lot of mine where we'll hang out and I don't know what it's gonna be, and then after we hang out for a little bit, they're just like, yeah, we're just having fun, right? And it's like, oh yeah, and I want to be the cool girl. Like, I don't know what I
but
want,
you shouldn't
but
be the cool
decided,
girl.
No, I understand. No. I understand.
Yeah,
you know what?
It's just about changing habits, I guess.
I dated a guy.
It's about loving yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I mean, ultimately, yeah.
I mean, it really is.
You need to be happy alone. And, like, I will be honest. There have been periods where I've dated... Like, there was a period where I dated no one for, like, 6 months. And I just worked on myself. And when I did that... Every guy was like crazy about me. Every guy, because I wasn't interested.
Right.
I didn't care. I was happy by myself. Guys can sense when you don't need one, and that's when they want you. Like, every guy wants a woman that like can handle her own shit, right? So I think that's a good thing to work on. It's just like being happy alone.
It's being happy alone. It's loving yourself. It's knowing you're amazing. It's all of those things. You surround yourself with guys and girls that love you, that are your friends, and you stop that other stuff.
Yeah, my girlfriends are never the problem. I have great girlfriends.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. So go to them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like stay
but
unless it's off Kate. Each other though.
No, I give great advice. I just don't take it.
No,
I give
I
great. But here's the thing. But I did date a guy who was 42. Okay, and on the first date, he was asking me all these questions that at the time I thought were crazy because I wasn't ready for a serious relationship. And he was like, So what are you looking for? Are you ready for a relationship? Do you ever want to get married? Do you want to have kids? What are your dreams? On the first date, he's
that
asking me this
a
stuff.
Little creepy.
I thought it was. Much. Yeah, I thought much. It was too.
It's an interview.
But there was part of me that was like, well, I left that date knowing exactly right. like where he was.
Right.
And I even said to him, I go, wow, no one's ever asked me these questions on a first date before. And he goes, well, I'm 42. I'm not trying to waste time. There's not going to be a second date if there's no chance for a future.
That's a great thing, but I mean, that's a lot of questions.
It's also like he's going through a checklist looking for the perfect girl.
Right.
Yeah. And that I don't think is very.
But I guess in a sense, I guess if it's a first date, I don't know. I guess it depends on the person and how weird he was.
But here's the thing.
I think if you really want to get to know someone, like there's a different level of conversation on the first date where you can tell.
True.
Here's somebody who wants a relationship, as opposed to here's somebody who just wants to like get wasted and go have sex later.
Well, like, but think about it. If you get on a dating website like OkCupid, you fill out a huge survey and it asks you all those questions. So
but nobody reads them, do they?
I don't know.
No, I think they use it for like an algorithm.
Right. Like I'm not sure what it is, but
yeah, they use it to match you. Like we're a 96% match, and then I can go look at your answers and see where we differ.
Right.
So
oh, I see.
If the difference is you want kids and I don't, for instance.
Oh, okay. And that's a huge one.
Yeah. Or if the difference is you do drugs and I don't, like whatever it is, I can see that right away. So maybe asking all that stuff on the first date is not so different from
no, I guess not.
Yeah, but there's a more natural way to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's knowing up front, clarifying up front what you're looking for in the date. Like, are you, like, it's an awkward, you know what? It's just awkward, right?
Yeah.
Just an awkward thing to bring up.
I hate it all.
Yeah, dating's tough.
But if we're going to do a 30-day challenge, that's a bummer because Jen, on the way here, told me she'd start fixing me up with one guy a week and I could stop picking guys.
But you can still go out with them.
Oh,
you can still go out
on dates with these guys. You just don't have sex with them.
That's right.
I get to know you.
And I forget that.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the challenge, too. This is going to be part of the challenge, too. You have to ask on these dates, are you in a relationship? Are you looking for a relationship? Two things you have to do.
Oh, in
but
person?
Is that what you want?
Yep.
Like, I don't know if I want a relationship. I just want to be treated.
Here's what I know. I'll tell you what I know.
More than I allow.
I don't know if I want, quote, a relationship, but I do know this. I have realized that if I really like a guy, I can't be casual.
Okay, how about this, you guys? How about you say on the first date, I just want to be upfront. I'm not looking for anything casual. I want to get
That's
to know you.
Good way
I want
to say
get
it.
To know you. Doesn't yeah. mean, does not make you look desperate. It's not, it doesn't take any bravery to say.
That's a good way to say it. I don't want anything casual. That's
I don't want
perfect.
Anything casual. I want to get to know you as
that
a person.
Is
and if
see...
they want to just be like, we can be friends or.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay. if, and, cool. and then and guys will respect and appreciate that you've been frank with them.
Yeah.
And they'll say, okay, cool. Well, you know what? I just want to fuck. So,
yeah.
Can we curse?
And when a guy, yes, of course. Uh-oh. And when a guy says to me, by the way, when a guy says to me, I mean, apparently I'm doing the sex cleanse now, but when a guy says to me, I just want to fuck, in my mind, it's easy for me to go, okay, this guy just wants to fuck. I won't attach to him. I won't catch feelings for him.
No, Kate, you don't have
but
that capability.
I do that.
No, you don't have that capability.
But it never
Let's
works
not pretend.
Out.
Not
never
for long.
Out.
Well, let's not pretend.
I did it with people.
You did it with one person.
Two, three now. Three.
Okay, whatever. You did it with like.
I have a guy tonight. You. Look, I have a sex guy. I have a sex guy, okay, that I just hit up. I call him a service man. And I hit him up and I don't like him. You know why I don't like him? Because he doesn't pay for me. When we hang out, he doesn't pay for me, which means we're not dating, which means I can have sex with him and feel nothing.
Well, that's great, but.
All right, well, after tonight, though, 30-day challenge begins tomorrow. No sex, I promise. It's going to be very hard with Halloween.
Oh,
but,
God. Yeah, it will, but you can do it.
But what, is Halloween a big sex holiday? Because we're in slutty clothes, does that
that's
mean
what she's
that,
thinking.
Like...
That's exactly what she's
kind
thinking.
By the way, can we... I just,
it's on
it's
a Monday,
like,
if
slutty
that
costumes and Halloween. It's so basic. Like, I would rather be a slut the other 364
okay,
days of the
okay,
year
but
and
what,
then do something funny on Halloween.
What if you're going to a Halloween party that's like a Maxim party or a Playboy party? You got to look hot.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but you could... I mean, it doesn't mean you have to, like, take your clothes off. You can look hot.
It
and
doesn't
be
mean
like,
you have to fuck
you,
a guy.
You know.
Oh,
yeah.
No. No fucking. No fucking. Krista, thank you. Thank you, Krista.
That's my, you know, the
I'm going to fuck a ghost. That's one of my fantasies, to fuck a ghost on Halloween.
My costume, I've already picked it out.
It's
I'm going to be a slutty polygamy wife.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to get hit on by anybody.
Are you doing the poofy bangs and no makeup? Where are you going? This is great.
I'll be in San Francisco.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And that's not sexy. Like, it's funny, I think.
I have the best idea for a Halloween costume that probably nobody will know. But I need friends to... Okay.
What?
There is one of the best rap songs ever is LL Cool J's Around the Way Girl. And he, like, describes everything about her. A girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude, baby hair. It's like all, like, you know, lip gloss is shining. I know the lyrics. And then the girls are Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee.
Right.
Like, how funny would it be be Lisa, Angela, Pamela,
that
Renee?
That would be fun.
And then, like, everyone would wear a shirt that says Lisa, Angela, Pamela. And then we would.
You wouldn't tell anyone what you are.
And then they would have to guess. And, like, only those who know the genius of LL Cool J would know that that's what your costume is.
Right. And then you'd want to hang out with those people.
Yeah. And then you're like, you get it.
They get it.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
I was going to be
I thought my costume was creative, but you just blew me out of the water.
Like, I've been wanting this costume forever, but I can never get it like you know, Pamela, Angela, and Renee to do it with me.
I was going to be a tree that just got teepeed. So I was going to wear like a brown cat suit and then glue leaves to it and then put random pieces of toilet paper on me and be a tree that someone
That's
teepeed,
really funny.
Right?
That's
and then funny. Jen goes, you're going to look like... somebody's pile of shit after they had a spinach salad.
You're gonna look like
damn it,
like
right.
the grouch.
After they had a spinach salad.
But if you wear it during the challenge, like we'll
no
both
one
be
will try to bang me.
Attractive.
Yeah, that's definitely. Right. Yeah. Well, there's the plan.
Just be that.
This went
TP
so
train.
Fast. This was so fun. I love having you guys. We should do more all girls episodes like this.
I like
often,
it
because it's great.
That's really fun.
I feel like we can wrap up. Does anybody want to plug something? Plug things. Ariel, plug something.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store on Saturday.
That's good. That's a thing.
In the Belly Room.
That's
at
good.
8.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm hosting.
All right. Perfect. I love that. Carrie?
I have a podcast. Check it out if you like white wine and or true crime.
Whee!
Yes, and
I'm not plugging anything today.
Great.
But you should follow Krista.
Follow Krista
on all social media.
She has 250,000 followers, guys. It's kind of a big deal.
I love the way you say that. It makes
You're
it
welcome.
Sound like I'm so cool.
You are so cool. definitely watch the PSA Krista and I just made about assholes who don't love you and cuddle you and how they can go fuck themselves. You need to check that
it's
out.
It's really good.
It's really good. And I love you guys. Follow me at Kate Q Funny. This is all things comedy. This is date. Bales. Peace. Bye.
Bye.